Now, the first pair of what we call blue jeans was created in 1873, so jeans have had a long life, and we've loved them. But it seems now that many of us might be over wearing jeans. Despite being casual Friday attire, people seem to be opting for more comfy clothes. Sweatpants, sundresses, shorts, leggings, certainly not jeans. Has it been a while since you put on some of your jeans or fancier work clothes? We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Have you embraced comfort clothing in these last few months? Have you actually spent some money on comfortable clothes? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Abba Batari reports for The Washington Post covering the retail industry. She wrote the piece, Goodbye Jeans, the Pandemic is Ushering in an Era of Comfort. Abba, welcome to Central Time.
Hi.
During this pandemic, we've seen the acceleration of some trends that were already happening more slowly. Is that what's happening with our rejection of denim?
That certainly seems to be what's happening. You know, much of the country has been in quarantine for nearly 6 months now. And I'm hearing from people across the country that, you know, they've been wearing comfortable clothes. They've been wearing elastic sweatpants or stretchy fabrics, and they're just not interested in putting their jeans back on.
We've seen bankruptcies in the news these past few months. Is that happening in the fashion industry?
Yes, absolutely. We've seen more than a dozen major retailers file for bankruptcy recently. And a lot of these were issues that were percolating for years, and the pandemic just sort of sped things up. But jeans in particular have been particularly hard hit as well. True Religion, Lucky Brand, G-Star Raw have all declared bankruptcy during the pandemic. And Levi's has even reported a 62% drop in quarterly sales. So everybody's hurting right now.
And so as consumers, we're just spending a lot less money on clothes in general, it seems.
Absolutely. Apparel sales have been among the hardest hit during this pandemic. People are at home. You know, they don't really need new clothes. They're not going anywhere. And they're generally trying to save right now.
We saw Enid on Facebook write, in the summer, our house is warmer than my former workplace. So now I'm more likely to wear shorts. At work, I often wore dresses. At home, I usually need a pocket for my phone. I'll wear jeans again in the fall. Thanks for that comment, Enid. And I'm wondering, Abba, is this just that it's summer? Can we attribute any of our rejection of jeans to that?
I think that could definitely be a part of it. But I'm also hearing from people who say, you know, I never really liked my jeans all that much to begin with, especially like tighter, skinny jeans that have been in fashion for a while now just are not that comfortable. And so, you know, a lot of the people that I've spoken to have said that they're stocking up on sweatpants or yoga pants and leggings for the fall.
Let's talk more about the idea of athleisure dressing. When we throw around that word, what are we talking about?
You know, it's this trend that's been picking up steam in the last 5 years or so. Leggings, yoga pants, basketball shorts, more comfortable wear that's not necessarily for the gym or the yoga studio anymore, but what people would feel comfortable just running errands on the weekends wearing.
And who's wearing this? Because I know that I, you know, if I wear leggings around, I feel comfortable. And I'm not being an ageist here, but my grandma equates that to going to the grocery store in pajama pants. And I see this, I see it differently. I mean, are different people gravitating toward athleisure?
That's a great question. Most of the people I talked to were in their 20s, 30s, 40s. They tended to be white collar workers who maybe wore jeans occasionally, you know, to a business casual workplace. But on the weekends, they would splurge on sort of yoga pants and pull out their leggings, things like that. So it is a younger demographic overall.
Abba Batari is the national retail reporter for The Washington Post, covering the retail industry. And we are talking about whether this pandemic and more people sticking closer to home will be the end of our obsession with jeans. Lines are open for you at 800-642-1234. Sweatpants, leggings, those things in the past that used to be strictly casual, are what's happening in that retail industry? Are we seeing really people spending less money on jeans and putting them into those sorts of garments?
We are. I mean, we've seen the rise of Lululemon in the last few years. Sales continue to rise even during the pandemic, and people are paying easily up to $100 or more on a pair of leggings, which would have seemed preposterous, you know, maybe 10 years ago, but now it's become a real norm.
And what about the allure of sweatpants? I mean, you certainly don't need them tailored, and you don't even have to go into a store. You can kind of figure out that they fit better without heading to a dressing room. How is that working in the pandemic?
Exactly. That's another big draw during the pandemic. So many stores are closed, or even if they're open, maybe their fitting rooms are closed, and people just aren't comfortable shopping in person right now. And so many shoppers say it's so much easier just to go online, you know, pick a small, medium, or large pair of sweatpants than it is to figure out the right waistband and the right length and, you know, worry about whether something's going to fit just right.
Should we be at all concerned that eventually we will likely get back to being in closer proximity with people in professional spaces where we can't just wear a button-down shirt and athletic shorts on a Zoom call? So we might be getting too comfortable right now?
Perhaps. I think there are two schools of thought here. One is that we are comfortable now, and we're not going to go back to being uncomfortable. And so a number of the experts that I spoke to and shoppers that I spoke to thought that we might be seeing more comfort wear even after the pandemic is over. It's going to be more acceptable to wear leggings and a dress to work than maybe it has been in the past. But there's another school of thought that says, you know, we're all comfortable and sluggish and sloppy right now. And once the pandemic ends, we're going to want to put on our best clothes and feel like different people. So it's really yet to be seen.
So maybe don't make any rash decisions about getting rid of all of your dressy clothes in the closet just because you're rotating among 9 pairs of sweatpants. Is that a fair piece of advice?
I think that's fair.
And what about today's jeans versus older ones? We actually have a caller who wants to join us now. Let's bring in Nancy from Hawkins to talk about this. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
What is on your mind while we're talking about jeans?
I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. I used to love them, but now I hate them. They changed them and put spandex and polyester in them, and they don't stay up. And it doesn't matter if you're fat or thin or tall or short or anything. It, 'cause your body is shaped like a cone. You know, you're small at the knees and wide at the hips, whatever your shape is. And because of the spandex stretchy stuff they put in, they squeeze at the knees. So when you bend over, sit down, walk, you know, live in your jeans, they slide down and you spend all day pulling up your pants.
And Nancy, I hear you. I want to make sure that Abba has a chance to respond. Nancy, I think a lot of people hear what you're saying. And Abba, Nancy's saying bring back all cotton jeans. Do you think denim manufacturers are considering the products they put out and whether they should be changing what they've got?
You know, I think they do keep a close eye on what consumers want. But, what I keep hearing from them is that consumers want stretch. Perhaps not all consumers, but they seem to think that that's what's selling right now.
All right. Thanks so much for giving us a call, Nancy. We really appreciate that. We also have Nick from Green Bay who wants to weigh in as we're talking about the clothes we wear in our leisure. Hey, Nick.
Hey. I think I maybe, if I'm lucky, I own 3 pairs of pants. I work in a warehouse, so I get to wear a T-shirt and shorts all year round. It's great. When I put pants on, I die because I'm not used to it.
So, Nick, you are solidly in the realm of let's just skip the jeans. We don't need them anymore.
Yeah, well, in winter, I'll wear them if I have to go on the road, which is very rarely. So, like I said, in the warehouse, it's always a balmy 60 degrees, so it's fine for me.
Hey, Nick, thanks for sharing that. Abba, Nick saying, I'll wear them if I have to in the winter. It's September now. We're getting close to what's being a big holiday, usually a big holiday shopping season. Do you have any idea what our pandemic looks might look like when we're picking things up this season?
You know, it's all up in the air. And I think that's the big question that retailers are struggling to answer as well. We're really in uncharted territory here. It's not likely that many of us are going to be going to malls or stores even to buy holiday goods. And so there's been a huge shift online. It seems like sales are going to start earlier than ever, as early as October, a lot of retailers are saying. And on top of all that, the economy is not in great shape. Many people are out of work, or they're worried that they just won't be in very good financial shape in the coming months or years. And so they're pulling back. And all of that is going to play into the holiday season.
How will we know, I mean, when will we know whether jeans are going to last through this or if we'll start to see manufacturers cut back on the products they're putting out?
You know, it's a quickly changing scenario, and I don't think we will know until we're out of the pandemic, because even week to week and month to month, retailers are finding that needs are changing.
I feel compelled to admit that on Saturday, I did put on a pair of jeans because I was just kind of tired of all of the stretch, but I can't remember the last time I put them on. Abba, are you at all interested in revealing whether you've gone to jeans during this pandemic?
I haven't. I don't even know where my jeans are, to be honest with you. And I don't know if they would still fit me. So I will cross that bridge when I have to.
That is a fair point, and one I think a lot of people identify with. We also want to welcome Stephanie in Madison. Stephanie, what do you want to say about jeans?
Hi, I love jeans. And I don't want to give them up. I'm not going to. I just turned 70, and I like the slim-fitting jeans. I'm really short, and I like stuff that's really tailored. I'm not a pair. After menopause, I lost inches in my hips and stuff. And you know, so yeah, I adore jeans. I do like the jeans that don't have the Lycra, but I like a little bit of stretch in them. Also, may I suggest? The running stores I've gone to, black athletic pants, but that are drapey. They're close fitting. Sometimes they'll have zippers down at the bottoms of the legs, but you can make them look dressy, or you can make them, you know, just with a casual sweater. But they look wonderful.
Oh, so. Stephanie, thank you so much for sharing the other side of that coin. But we have some people. Stephanie's one of them who are not giving up their jeans.
Absolutely. More power to you, Stephanie.
But it doesn't necessarily sway those of us who maybe say, I don't want to have to wear those right now. And Abba, are you able to hear us anymore?
I am. Sorry.
Okay. Sounds great. No, I agree. I think it cut out for a second. What is the one piece that you want to leave us with when we're thinking about jeans and really all of the clothes that we're wearing during the pandemic? If even we're going to work, we're still thinking more about being comfortable and feeling good in the clothes that we wear.
Absolutely. I think clothing is so important when it comes to just feeling good, like you said. And right now is a time when everybody's looking for comfort in any way possible. And our clothing is a big part of that.
Abba, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Abba Batari is the national retail reporter for The Washington Post. She wrote the piece, Goodbye Jeans. The pandemic is ushering in an era of comfort. You can find a link to that at WPR.org/centraltime.